We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is Nutty the Squirrel. Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for corny bedtimes and nutty dreams. You can listen to a silly story whenever you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will meet a funny little squirrel named Nutty.
Howdy ho!
Nutty is very busy collecting acorns and stacking them inside his treehouse for the winter season. Things are going well for Nutty until someone comes along and shakes things up. Let's begin our silly squirrel tale now. Nutty the Squirrel. There once was a silly squirrel named Nutty. Nutty loved eating acorns.
Ha ha, yum yum! I'm nuts for acorns!
Nutty lived inside of a hollowed out tree.
Ah, home sweet home!
His house had tall cathedral ceilings, round little windows, and a doorway just big enough for a squirrel. When the weather began to turn cold, Nutty would scurry around the forest floor and gather acorns.
These'll keep my belly full all winter long.
Nutty gathered as many acorns as he could carry and scuttled back to his treehouse. Inside, he would stack the acorns on top of one another to form a tall acorn tower.
Looking good!
For weeks, Nutty collected acorns. He traveled near and far, selecting the best ones he could find.
Howdy ho!
Then he made the trip back home with his newly harvested acorns in tow. He stacked his acorns one by one until his tower reached the tip top of the ceiling.
Ah, my acorn tower is complete, just in time for the winter season. Now I can sit back, relax, and enjoy my acorns.
But just then, Nutty heard something. A loud knocking noise was rattling his treehouse.
What on earth is that?
His house trembled and shook. Nutty the squirrel raced outside to see what the commotion was all about. To his dismay, Nutty saw a woodpecker high up on a tree branch, pecking vigorously at his house.
Hey you, stop that at once, or you might knock over my acorn tower.
Nutty froze as he heard his acorn tower inside his treehouse topple over.
Oh no!
Soon he saw acorns flying out the windows and rolling out his squirrel door. Acorns were now splattered all over his yard.
Oh, good heavens!
The woodpecker laughed.
Ha 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 ha, sorry, pal.
And flew away, leaving Nutty alone with the acorn mess.
Oh no, my beautiful acorns. It took me weeks to stack them inside my house. I'll never get them all back inside in time for winter.
Just then, neighboring squirrels and chipmunks poked their heads out of their homes and began picking up Nutty's acorns.
Hey, stay away! Those are mine!
But a kind old gray squirrel replied,
"Don't fret. That pesky old woodpecker did the same thing to my tree last year. We're not going to take away your acorns. We're here to help you put your acorn tower back together."
Yeah,
chimed in a little chipmunk.
If we all work together, we can have your acorns stacked back up in no time. Besides, it's the neighborly thing to do.
Huh?
Nutty couldn't believe his eyes. Dozens of squirrels and chipmunks came out of the woodwork to lend a hand. They formed a critter chain leading into Nutty's house. They passed each acorn down the line.
Pass it on down!
Nutty ran inside to help stack the acorns.
Here you go, friend!
Thank you!
After only a few hours' time, the acorn tower was complete once again. Nutty took a long look at his newly restored tower. Then he looked at all the kind neighbors who helped him rebuild it.
Golly, thank you so much, everyone. I don't know what I would have done without you all.
Our pleasure.
That's what neighbors are for.
Nutty smiled, and then he had a wonderful idea.
Hey, can you all stay for dinner? I'd love to treat you to some acorns.
Everybody cheered.
Hooray!
Nutty set his table with little plates and napkins. The old gray squirrel fetched some dried berries.
We can have these too, Nutty.
And the little chipmunk grabbed some seeds too.
Here, add these to the feast as well.
Nutty finished setting the table with all the food, and everyone sat down for the feast.
Mmm, yummy.
Yum, yum.
The neighbors laughed together as they ate a delicious meal. Nutty the squirrel felt so thankful to have shared such wonderful food with such great company. He looked out his little squirrel window and smiled as he watched the first snowflake fall to the ground. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. If you had fun listening along to today's tale, you may also love reading some spectacular books that I wrote and illustrated. Titles include What Do You See?, Digger's Daily Routine, An Extraordinary Book, Lawrence the Lighthouse, and The Shape Escape. All of these spectacular books are available at storyspectacular.com and on Amazon. I have so much fun writing and sharing stories with you every week. You can share your favorite stories with your friends so they can enjoy listening along to Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time.